Bollinger Motors' electric dreams end in liquidation. Bollinger Motors, a small company that had wanted to launch a pair of utilitarian electric off-roaders, has been forced into liquidation after struggling to get off the ground. The modern era of electric cars has led to the successful establishment of several new brands, such as Rivian and Lucid, but many others have tried and failed. Bollinger's failure is a reminder that entering the EV market requires more than just innovative technology, it demands significant resources and a solid business plan. The company had promised to invest $44 million in Detroit before being ordered into receivership by a U.S. court. This investment was meant to create 237 jobs in the city, but instead, Bollinger's financial struggles led to its downfall. The Michigan Economic Development Corp is now seeking to recoup $1 million of an award that was disbursed to the company in 2023. Bollinger's assets, including manufacturing equipment and 20 electric trucks, will be sold through an online auction. This includes battery testing and validation systems used by the car manufacturer, as well as vehicle lifts and tooling. The sale of these assets is a significant blow to Bollinger's legacy, but it may also provide valuable insights for other companies in the industry. The company's founder, Robert Bollinger, recently bought back the intellectual property and prototypes of the original B1 and B2 electric off-roaders for less than $250,000. This move suggests that he believes there is an opening in the EV market for vehicles like them. However, it remains to be seen whether he will try to revive the B1 and B2 or focus on other projects. Not only is Bollinger being forced to liquidate its assets, but the company is also being investigated by the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity following dozens of complaints about unpaid wages or benefits. This highlights the importance of robust labor laws and regulations in protecting workers' rights. The failure of Bollinger Motors serves as a cautionary tale for new EV startups that may be tempted to cut corners on safety, quality, or regulatory compliance. The company's struggles demonstrate that success in the EV market requires more than just innovative technology, it demands significant resources, a solid business plan, and a commitment to excellence. Bollinger's story is a reminder that even successful companies can face setbacks and challenges. However, it also highlights the importance of adaptability and resilience in the face of adversity. As the EV market continues to evolve, companies like Bollinger will play an important role in shaping its future. The sale of Bollinger's assets may have significant implications for the Detroit auto industry, which has been investing heavily in electric vehicle production. The loss of a major player like Bollinger may lead to a decrease in competition and innovation in the market. As the EV market continues to grow, it is essential that companies prioritize responsible business practices and a commitment to excellence. The failure of Bollinger Motors serves as a reminder that success requires more than just innovative technology, it demands significant resources, a solid business plan, and a commitment to quality and safety.